Join Half Moon Bay History Association's president, Dave Cresson, as he reads from his book, Half Moon Bay's Turning Points. Turning Points was published in 2009 by Star Publishing.
Today I'm going to talk about the Coast Side's earliest residents, its natives. California's, and perhaps North America's, oldest hard evidence of inhabitants was found just to the south of our part of the Coast Side. Primitive people settled along our streams, bays, and oceans some 6,000 years ago, according to carbon dating. Other evidence indicates that California's earliest peoples were here at least 10,000 years ago. The conventional guess is that people originally migrated from Asia or Siberia by way of the Bering Sea and down from Alaska. There's DNA evidence suggesting a Polynesian influence. Signs from their days are with us today. Before Europeans first arrived, there were about 300,000 natives in California. They were varied in culture. About 60 different languages stemming from over 20 language families were recorded within the area that would become California. Then as now, Anglos called the people indigenous to this area Indians. The Spanish called them Costanoas, another name that has stayed in our history books. It translates to people of the coast. They were colorful and festive, as shown by the drawing accompanying this talk. The most recent local tribal community, recent enough for their words to be captured by our historians, called themselves Ohlone. Their history on the Coast Side has been traced back to about 230 A.D. The Ohlone, like each of California's native communities that shared a similar language, were made up of a host of small, mobile communities. Each community had its own name and tended to move around within a relatively small area, depending mostly on the season and the accumulation of refuse. Here they lived, hunted, and fished. They practiced a simple form of agriculture, and they traded, and occasionally they fought with nearby competing tribes. They also threw their garbage aside in piles known as middens. Even today, middens of seashells, broken pottery, stone tools, animal bones, and occasional human bones are still found near the coastside streams and ocean. When one village became too cluttered with refuse or debris, the Indians would simply move off to another close-by location. Archaeologists have used the contents of the natives' middens to draw important conclusions about the way they lived. The oldest local midden has been found near Santa Cruz. A number of others are between Año Nuevo and Montara. One very detailed study of the middens of the Coast Side concluded that these natives were mainly foragers. That means that they moved around to where their food was. Foragers are considered more primitive than collectors, who bring their food to their central village and store it over the seasons of the year. This pattern required frequent residential moves within the coastal terrace. Although there is some evidence of occasional friction between nearby villages, the Ohlones were generally peaceful people. They were spiritual and appear to have revered the earth and nature as parts of a divine system. They fished in the streams and hunted animals and gathered nuts, and especially the seeds of the grasses that grow here. All this is evident in the contents of their middens. The natural grains of the coast side were, in a way, cultivated by the Ohlone. They assured the continuing healthy growth of the grasses by seasonally burning the fields. They made a porridge from the local grasses.
Coming next, Dave Cresson reads again from his book, Half Moon Bay Turning Points, illuminating the evolution of Half Moon Bay and coastside culture from natives to immigrants to now.